couple of things I forgot. I had a card in my Bible here that I forgot to read. It says, thank you for all the visits, calls, cards, flowers, and prayers during the loss of our grandmother, Hazel Stringer. The support of our church family and the grace of the Lord have strengthened our family's faith during these difficult times. Thank you, Mark and Penny Cottle and family. And again, let's do remember that family in our prayers. Brother Lowe and Brother Strode reminded me that I forgot to announce the Wednesday night prayer meeting and tonight's service, and they're right, I did. Tonight, I'll be preaching myself. I didn't schedule a visiting preacher for tonight. I felt like I needed to preach myself, so please remember me in your prayers as far as the service this evening. And Brother Rossi, Brother Tyler Rossi, will be leading our prayer meeting Wednesday night, so remember him in your prayers. I want to ask again for you to pray for me today, and I don't ask that for my benefit, but I want to ask you to pray today that God will help me to bring this message. This has burdened my heart all week this week, and you're probably I want to tell you before that I do this that I'm all right. I'm not crazy. You're probably going to think this is a very strange way to start a sermon, and I'm sure that it is, but nevertheless, this is what I felt I needed to do. I've got this little paper here from a local company here in Bowling Green, and on this paper it says that you can go and you can buy a 6-piece detail brush set. They're little wire brushes. You can buy them for 98 cents. It says you can buy a high-speed air body saw for $12.99. If you did that, you would save 56% on the purchase. And I made note of a couple more things. One of them here, it says that you can buy this 90-amp flux wire welder for $96.99, and you would save $53 on it if you did that. Now, and also you can get a pack of 100 latex gloves for $4.29. And, you know, I personally am not worried about whether any of you go buy any of these things or not. But the reason I read this is because it has to do with what I want to talk about here today. And if I ask you the question today, these things I've read to you, what are they? What are these things? And you might say, well, they are sale items. And they are. That's what they are. They're items that this store carries, and they're on sale. They're selling them cheaper than they normally would, and they're sale items. But what these things are, what these things I have read to you, they are opportunities. And that's what I want to talk about today. If you would like to have this 6-piece detail brush set, you have the opportunity to go to this place and buy it for 98 cents. Or if you wanted this saw that I read to you about, you have the opportunity to go to this place and buy it for $12.99 and save 56% on the purchase of it. So these things present to you today opportunities. You and I today have been blessed to live in a land of great opportunity. I mean, the people of this country have had opportunities throughout the years that many people in other places haven't had. Or we've had in different fields, we've had greater opportunities than what people have had in other places. I mean, they range from economic opportunities, being able to make a decent living, to educational opportunities. I mean, there's just been all kinds of opportunity that has been offered to people in the United States of America. I'm convinced of one thing, that we've really had more opportunity than what we've been thankful for. But we have had wonderful opportunities. I'm glad today, I'm thankful today that I was privileged to live here, to be born here, to grow up here, to have the opportunity that has been given to me, opportunities. But you know, there's something about an opportunity. There's one thing that's true about every opportunity in any way, whether it is to purchase something or whatever that the opportunity is, there's one thing that's generically true about all opportunities, and that is they are only beneficial to those who will take advantage of them. No matter how good the offer, no matter how good the opportunity, it will only help those that make the move and make the step to take advantage of the opportunity. The word opportunity, to the best of my knowledge, is only mentioned about 5 times in all of Scripture. There's only about 5 passages of Scripture that mention the word opportunity. There are a lot of places in the Bible where it teaches us about opportunity, but there's only about 5 verses of Scripture that mention that word. One of them is found in the 6th chapter of Galatians, and that's where I want to read from today, just a few short verses for a reading lesson. In Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7, and read through verse 10. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I want to stop my reading there, and I want to use these words as a title today from Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, as we have opportunity. I want everybody today, if you would, to focus your mind on that thought, as we have opportunity. Now, Paul here, in writing to the churches of Galatia, he told them that as you have the opportunity, you ought to do good unto all men. And the Bible teaches us to do good towards people, doesn't it? The Bible doesn't teach us to treat people bad or to be evil towards them, but to be good towards them, to try to help your neighbor in some way. And Paul said, as you have the opportunity to do this, as you therefore have opportunity, he said, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those that are of the household of faith. Do you know the church of the living God today, The people that make up the body of a church ought to be taking better care of each other than any other organization in all the world. As we have opportunity, let us do good to everybody, but let us especially do good to those who are of the household of faith. Brother Farmer, Wednesday night, and I hope and pray that he doesn't mind me using this, but he touched my heart Wednesday night at prayer meeting in his testimony. He began to testify and talk about those that had been special to him in life and those that had helped him in different ways, especially in his spiritual life. And he made a statement that I think is something that we should all remember from time to time. Because he began to talk about this and he said, I don't want to wait until they're gone from the world to express how I felt about them. And, you know, I'm sure that you've heard the statement made that you ought to give your flowers now. And we should. We have opportunity from time to time to do something good or to say something good or to show to somebody how that we feel about them and to express that to that person. And then if we don't take advantage of the opportunity, oftentimes it does slip away from us because, I mean, we all know that we're not going to be here forever, don't we? Solomon told us that in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. He said, the living know that they shall die. And so we know that we're leaving and we know that those are that are around us are going to leave and that we're all, you know, not bound to stay in time, but we're eternal bound people. And so we have opportunities from time to time that we pass up. And sometimes we never get them back. Sometimes we never get them again. And so whatever that it is, however that we can help somebody or however that we can express our love to somebody, we ought to do that while we have the opportunity to do it. But what I really want to talk about today, more than anything, and what has troubled my mind and burdened my mind all week is that of all of the opportunities that there are in life and of all of the opportunities that I spoke about in these things this morning that you can have through purchases and through education and things of that nature, if you're here today and you're lost, my burden before you this morning is to tell you about the greatest opportunity that you're ever going to have in this life. And you have it before you right now today. But you know, it really in nature is in this respect the same as the opportunities here that only deal with things concerning this world, like these items that this place has put on sale. You know, I don't know how long it'll last, but they'll stop the sale. They'll go back to the regular price. Maybe they'll put them on sale again, but I know the opportunity to buy them for this price will only last a certain time. And we see in secular advertisement in the way that people advertise today. We see that all the time and they offer something for a certain amount of time and they say things such as there are limited quantities. There's a limited supply to this and this is a limited time offer. And did you know that that's true for salvation? That salvation is a limited time offer. There's some people that think they're going to be able to gain favor with God after this life is over, and it's not true. The Bible doesn't support that. We have the opportunity while we are here to seek after the Lord, to find Him precious to our soul, and we have that opportunity while we have life and breath. But when the tree falls, wherever it falls, that's where it'll stay. If it falls towards the north, it'll stay towards the north. If it falls towards the south, it will stay towards the south. We read towards the end of the book of Revelation that the John the Revelator spoke about that, and about that time when he said, when that time comes, let him that is righteous be righteous still. Let him that is filthy be filthy still. The condition in which we die will be the condition that we'll spend eternity. And so we have the opportunity now. We have it before us now. And, you know, friends, listen, you really today, quite honestly, you really need to narrow it down to more than just saying, in my lifetime, I have opportunity. You really need to confine it to this day, because that's what the Bible does. God's Word tells us that today is the day of salvation, that now is the accepted time, and God never wants anybody to pass up the opportunity before them in hopes of a better, what they might think might be a better opportunity. But you know, people have done that. We read about people in the Bible that have done that very thing. You know what? I believe that that time long ago when the Apostle Paul spoke to a man named Felix, and he reasoned with this man of righteousness and of temperance and of judgment. And the Bible tells us that Felix trembled. I mean, the power of God had arrested his heart to the point that he actually physically trembled over the truth of what he was hearing. And I'll tell you what, I believe that man had right there in that moment was a great opportunity to make things right with God. He had a wonderful opportunity to turn to the Lord. I mean, everything was exactly right. He was being told the truth. The Spirit of God had troubled him to the point that he was shaking and trembling, and everything was exactly right for him to turn to the Lord and seek Him. And he had a golden opportunity in that moment. But you know what he did? He passed it up. He passed it up. And his answer was to Paul, "Go thy way. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you." But what he obviously failed to see and failed to realize is that his convenient season was right there. And it was right then. His convenient season was already there. It was time for him to seek the Lord. But he passed up the opportunity. Now, we need to understand, and I want to say this, because too many times, too many people are far too prone to take advantage of the opportunities that they have that will only benefit them in this life. And too often, too many people are too prone to pass up the opportunity that will benefit them not only in this life, but beyond this life, beyond this world, in the world to come. And I want to be honest with you today. If you're here and you're lost, that's my concern for you this morning. That's my thought and has been my thought and prayer toward you throughout this week, that you would take advantage of the golden opportunity that God is giving to you to seek Him and be saved. Because to be honest with you, and I would love to see good things for everyone. But to be honest with you, I'm not very concerned about whether or not you buy these wire brushes. If you want them, go get them, 98 cents. I'm not really concerned about that. I'd like to see people learn and get a good education, but listen, that's not my main priority towards people. There is something that's more important than anything that has to do with this life, because this life is short and this life is temporal and this life is going to pass away, and most of mine has already been spent. And there's a lot of us here today that can say that most of our life has already been spent. I don't know. I can't really say, and none of us can, but I can tell you that I believe today that I'm well past middle age, because I really don't expect to live to be 108. I don't. I don't know. Maybe I will. It's possible. I don't anticipate it. But our life passes by here very quickly. I'm not sure that you even realize today, if you're here and you're lost, because listen, the devil will do everything he can to try to get you to put it off, to delay, to make you think there'll be a better time, a more convenient season. Maybe I'll wait until I'm older, when I've done some of the things I want to do. I mean, the devil will lie to you in so many ways to try to get you to not take advantage of the opportunity. But listen, friends, listen to me today. Please listen. The truth of the matter is today that if you are here today and you're lost, that you are condemned before an almighty God. You stand condemned before Him. The wrath of God, according to John chapter 3, verse 36, those that are in the state of unbelief, the wrath of God abideth on them. In John chapter 3, verse 18, I believe it says, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And if you are here today in this moment of time, in this Sunday morning worship service at Fairview Memorial, and you are lost and without God, you need to understand that right at this very moment that you are on your way to eternal damnation and torment, that you are lost and separated from the grace and the love and the mercy of God, and you need to find it. You need to be saved by His grace. You need to have your heart filled with His love. You stand in grave need today of God's mercy. God's mercy. I'm afraid today, when we think about the folly of man, I'm afraid today, right here in this congregation of people that's here this morning, that there are things that I could put before you today, or perhaps somebody else could put before you today. You know, we could say, listen, some man, for some reason, maybe he's gone a little bit crazy or something, but for some reason he's across town and he's offering to sell people a brand new house for $150 for whoever comes. And you know, people would flock to that, wouldn't they? They would flock to that. They would say, well, what an opportunity that offers me. And people would go to that by the hundreds and try to take advantage of that. Listen to me, lost friend. I'm telling you today that right here, right now, this morning, according to God's holy word, upon the authority of that, and based upon what I know God has done for me and the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart, I'm telling you today that if you're here and you're lost without God, that there is a holy God that is saying unto you today, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. There is a God today that the Bible tells us so loved the world, he had such a love and a care for your soul that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for our sins, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's a God today with outstretched arms and plenteous in grace and mercy, and he's saying unto you, if you will come to me, if you will repent of your sins, if you will look to me and seek me and trust me with all your heart, I will give you something today that's better than anything that you're ever going to have in this life. I'll give you peace down in your soul today. I'll write your name down. I'll tell you what, having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is better than having it on a property deed. I guarantee you that. I'll write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I will give you a heritage today. If you come to me and you seek me for salvation the way I've commanded, this God is saying, I will adopt you today into my family. I'll take you right in. It doesn't matter what you've been or where you've been or how you live. If you'll repent of your sins and trust me, I'll take you right into my bosom today. I will make you my own child. And when I do that, I will make you my heir, and I'll make you a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And in a few short years, you'll die and you'll go home to this place that I've prepared. I built it for the people that would come to me and seek me and become my children. I told you before, and I've been to some of your and I've seen some of your places. Brother Farmer took me to his farm and drove me around, showed me a lot of hospitality, and I thought he had a beautiful place. But God has made us a home. God has made his people a home. And it's mine, and it's yours if you've been saved. And, it's just as sure as I'm standing here today that I'm going there. How about you? How about you? I'll tell you what, you can't say it unless you've been born again by the Spirit of God. No matter what you've tried, no matter what you've depended upon, unless you've been born again by the Spirit of God, you can't truly say that heaven is your home. But it's my home today, and I'm going there, and I'll tell you what, the things that I see there are going to so far outshine anything that I've ever seen in this world, there'll be no comparison. I'm telling you, you talk about opportunity. You have got opportunity before you today. You know what? There are people right here. You don't even have to take it just upon what I'm saying. There's a room full of people right here today that will stand up and tell you that the best thing they ever did in life was seek the Lord for salvation. Never did anything else in my life as important as that. Never received anything as good as what I received from God. Never expect or anticipate to receive anything else that good in this life again. I'm telling you, friends, the greatest opportunity that you could ever have is to look unto the Lord and to be saved. And He offers that to everybody, to all the ends of the earth, to all people. The Bible tells me that God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. Well, why would He do that? Because He desires that all men everywhere would be saved. God would not command all men everywhere to repent if He only intended to save some of them. The fact that He has commanded all men everywhere to repent tells us that God has offered salvation to all men everywhere that will obey that and that will repent. Friends, listen, today, make no mistake about it, because it was one time for me, today can become the best day of your life. I mean, people are just seeking everything in this world and they're happy over so many things that are not going to last. But today, right here this morning at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, this very day, the end of August in 2008, can become the very best day that you've ever lived. Be the best day of your life if you'll turn to the Lord and seek Him with all your heart for the salvation of your soul. I'm telling you today, and I'm pleading with you today and begging you today to not to pass up the greatest opportunity that you're ever going to have. Because you know what? It may not come around again. This may be your last opportunity to take advantage of it. I've never read in the scriptures, after Felix said what he said, when I have a convenient season, I'll call for you. I've never read anything in the scriptures to indicate in any way that he ever got another opportunity. What he thought was the convenient season never came. Friends, listen, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Brother Ronnie, wherever he's at, let's have a song. I'm sorry, brother, I didn't see you there. Let's stand and have a song. The Lord Jesus Christ came, died for your sins, died to make a way for you to be saved, rose from the grave, ascended back to heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, and He's there right now making intercession for you, and He's giving you the opportunity to come to Him and to seek Him and to be saved. He's sending out that invitation. Look unto Me and be saved, for I am God and there's none else. Let's stand and sing. If you're here today and you're lost, please, you need to take advantage of what God is offering you through His Son. God help you.
321, the church hymnal, 321.